and the bank.
18 hours. Here's the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. Health Minister admits gaps in health worker recruitment process. Government loses $200 million from petroleum tax measures. And in global news, Cameroon separatists to pause fighting ahead of Pope visit. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Health Minister Dr. Alexander Katakwe has acknowledged irregularities in the recent recruitment of health workers and pledged to review the process following widespread complaints from unsuccessful applicants across the country. Addressing the media in Solwezi today, Dr. Katakwe says the concerns, particularly over the recruitment of general workers from outside local areas, are genuine and go against government policy, which prioritizes hiring from within communities. Dr. Katakwe noted that the many volunteers and long-serving casual workers have been left out of the recruitment process, while positions such as cleaners and guards are being filled by individuals from other provinces. He said government will engage key institutions, including the Public Service Management Division and the Civil Service Commission, to address the concerns and ensure a more transparent and coordinated recruitment system. Dr. Katakwe has further warned against corruption in the recruitment process, citing allegations that some individuals are paying money to secure employment.
My call is that we need to have the recruitment process for health workers completely handled by the Ministry of Health. This has left a gap where the district who recommend that we need so many people, we need specialized people in this field, in this area of the health sector, for efficient, effective health service provision, they submit to Lusaka. And the heartbeat of the president is that we must be equitably in terms of the distribution of these health workers according to the needs. But then, different names come. Okay? So there is this gap. We acknowledge the gap. We acknowledge the mistakes.
Meanwhile, some aggrieved general workers at Solwezi General Hospital have called for transparency in the Ministry of Health's recruitment process, urging authorities to prioritize employment for long-serving volunteers. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musoktwane says that the price cushioning through tax relief offered to citizens and business through suspension of excise duty and zero rating of VAT on petroleum products has resulted in the loss of approximately $200 million. The minister said this when he shared Zambia's experiences in addressing the emerging war-induced global economic crisis at the ongoing spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank in Washington, D.C. Dr. Musoketwane called for broader and more strategic use of fiscal policy across Africa, arguing that the continent must move beyond managing recurring shocks and begin using public policy more deliberately to raise productivity, strengthen energy security, and transform the structure of its economies. In his remarks to delegates at the oversubscribed IMF Africa Fiscal Forum, Dr. Musoketwane identified the most immediate risk facing many African economies over the next 12 months as a possible energy crisis arising from the conflict in the Gulf region. He noted that such a development could intensify inflationary pressures, raise production costs, and place additional strain on already strained fiscal positions. While now indicating that support from institutions such as the IMF would be welcome where necessary. The minister indicated that African governments must also continue undertaking domestic reforms that improve resilience and strengthen the quality of public spending. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. A consortium of civil society organizations, CSOs, has officially launched a shadow delimitation report detailing how Zambia's 70 newly created constituencies could be allocated in line with their constitution. Consortium Vice Chairperson Solomon Ngoma said that the report provides a comprehensive, scientifically grounded analysis using a weighted composite index WCI that integrates voter population, surface area, population density and development geographical hardship. Launching the report in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Ngoma disclosed that provincial allocations under the WCI findings show that the 70 seats could be distributed as 8 for central Copper Belt with 9, Eastern 8, Luapula 6, Lusaka 8, Muchinga 5, Northern 6, Northwestern 7, Southern 8, and Western Province with an allocation of 5 constituencies. He has, however, stressed that the report is not a substitute for the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's work, but an analytical benchmark to enhance transparency and public dialogue.
However, the most critical insights emerge at district level, where the principles of population equality, geographic representation, and development equity interact most visibly. At district level, the model demonstrates that allocation is not determined by landmass alone. For instance, districts such as Rufanyama, Mpongwe, Chama, Lumezi, and Lunga, despite having vast land areas and in some cases high geographic hardship, did not receive new constituencies. This is because their voter populations are relatively low, and under the WCI framework, population equity remains the primary driver.
Meanwhile, Mr. Ngoma has confirmed that the consortium was formally requested to serve as an independent electoral commission for the UPND General Assembly, and that in accepting this responsibility, undertook to provide oversight grounded in the principles of transparency, accountability and procedural integrity consistent with democratic best practice. He says that the consortium in this regard monitored and certified the presidential nomination process, which took place on Sunday, during which President Hakainde Hichilema successfully filed his nomination, and that the nomination process was conducted in an orderly manner and in accordance with the agreed procedures.
The consortium confirms that it has monitored and certified the presidential nomination process which took place on Sunday, during which Mr. Hakainde Hichilema successfully filed his nomination as presidential candidate for the UPND. The consortium notes that the nomination process was conducted in an ordinary manner and in accordance with the agreed procedures of the UPND constitution. We therefore wish to clarify that the electoral process remains ongoing. As correctly stated by the President himself, he remains a candidate in the election until the voting process is concluded. The final declaration of results is made at the General Assembly.
Some motorists in Lusaka have reported vehicle malfunctions after refueling at Oasis filling station along Kamloops Road, where it was discovered that the fuel had been contaminated with water. The incident, which reportedly occurred yesterday, has affected at least 5 motorists so far. A visit at the affected filling station by Phoenix News found several affected vehicle owners, attending to their cars, with some undergoing repairs. According to the motorists, their vehicles developed faults shortly after refueling at the station. One affected driver recounted how his vehicle suddenly stalled and upon inspection, it was discovered that